Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Letterkenny presents a night of stand-up at the Capitol Turnaround in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. I spoke to actor and comedian Mark Forward, who memorably played the hockey coach named Coach, about what made Letterkenny so hilarious. He even offers advice for Washington Caps star Alex Ovechkin as he tries to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record. Hey, Mark Forward. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP in Washington, D.C.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are talking because Letterkenny, A Night of Stand-Up, is coming to the Capitol Turnaround in D.C. on March 2nd. Pitter-patter, let's get at her. You're the headliner. Of course, you played Coach, but I know Jeff McHenry, who played Alexandria, is coming too. Is this like a rotating cast member thing, depending on the month and the town you're in? Or, you know, how does it work?
No, it's me. Jeff McHenry plays Alexander, and another stand-up named Allie Pierce, who writes on Shoresy and Letterkenny. Jeff's been doing stand-up for about 15, 20 years in Canada, and I've been doing it the same. And so we got this wonderful opportunity to go showcase what we can do. Yes, we're pretty excited to come to Washington.
Awesome. So you're saying that it's always been the three of you all. It's like it's not the other cast members. Like it's just your all's operation.
This version is Letterkenny Presents A Night of Stand-Up, which is just stand-up with the three of us. We have done live tours with the cast as well, and they were a lot of fun as well. But yeah, this version is a great night of stand-up.
Okay, great. And how long have you been doing this version?
This is our first tour. We started in November, and we finish in April.
Okay, great. So then this would be definitely your first time playing the nation's capital here. Do you tailor any specific jokes when you come to D.C.? Like, do you weave in any political stuff, or is it, or you know, more talking about other stuff?
No, I don't touch on any of that. My stuff is pretty fun and silly, and you learn nothing, and you probably come out stupider than you did when you came in. So I like
the show itself.
Yeah. I love coming to DC. It's a fun place to do stand-up, so we're looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Now, for Letterkenny fans, do you ever play any clips like on a screen behind you or anything, or is it more like a straight stand-up kind of a deal?
Again, on the last tour there was lots of sketches and stuff, but this one's just stand-up and by some pretty great stand-up. So yeah, it's a fun night out.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Remind our listeners who maybe haven't seen Letterkenny, which they should. You'll be laughing by the first or second episode. You know what I mean? Like some of the back and forth, banter that they do, about Facebook and fart book. And I was just laughing out loud. But yeah, like remind people the sort of the backstory. How didn't it start as like a YouTube series, and then Crave TV in Canada picked it up long before Hulu, right?
That's correct. Jared had made it on his own, three or four shorts about the hockey players coming up to the produce stand, and it just took off on YouTube and had millions of views. And so Crave came along and said, let's develop this into a series. And then all the townsfolk were added, and the cast just grew and grew. And we populated it with some of the most crazy people. So and wonderfully cast. So it was a lot of fun. It's such a weird and different show.
Absolutely. Right from the jump, you can tell it's got its own vibe. The food stand, you got the hicks and the skids and the jocks or the hockey players. Yeah. What do you think that that's why it kind of worked? Like that you know, no matter who you are, you probably can relate to one of those.
I think that's
three.
I think it's exactly what it is. I think people can relate to someone on the show. I find it amazing because I play such a psychotic messed up human being as the hockey coach. And I thought, to me, who's never played hockey, I thought, oh, this guy can't exist in the real world. But all the hockey players I meet are like, oh, I know that guy. So, yeah, I think just everybody relates to it. Everybody relates to small town, and everybody's been to small towns or spent their summers in small towns, and it's just got a real international feel, I think. You just don't know really where it is that that's taking place, but everybody can relate.
Oh yeah, well yeah, and it's interesting to me that you said that you had never coached or played hockey or anything.
No, I am non-athletic in every single way. I based coach on most of my gym teachers who were very cruel to the non-athletic people. Yeah, no, never played hockey. Like I showed up, I even had to ask Jared, like, I don't even know what some of this what some of these things mean. I had to learn what a Sui pass is, and yeah, it was pretty fun. Pretty fun to just come in and scream at your coworkers for a day. I think everybody would like that job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, wait a minute. Now I'm curious. If you so you're basing it on, gym teachers and things you've seen, but did you also go back and, do you go, watch Paul Newman and Slapshot or, Gordon Bombay and the Mighty Ducks or, what I mean? Like, did you have to go
I
back and
mean,
do any
here's the thing. I'm
research?
Canadian, right? So we get entrenched in coffee. Sorry, in hockey, coffee. And I haven't had
Freudian
one yet.
slip.
But yeah, I just rolled in. I haven't had one yet. But yeah, we get, we're pretty entrenched in hockey all the time. So yeah, I didn't play, but I'm very aware of the world and those movies, and of course we watch those. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you're coming to DC, and the Washington Caps and Alex Ovechkin,
Yeah,
arguably
he's gonna break the record.
you think he's gonna? I think. I mean, for years, Wayne Gretzky, you would have thought no one could ever pass it, the great one.
Yeah.
But Ovi might do it. I think he's gonna be able to play long enough to do it.
I think Ovi might do it, and then I think Matthews is gonna break it right after him.
Well, do you think what advice would the coach have for Ovechkin? I feel like this would be a good soundbite for the radio.
Well, I think he's gonna get tired. He's getting up there. I mean, stick it out. Don't pass. Don't ever pass. Just keep shooting. Be selfish with the puck as you try to break the record. You can't be giving the puck away. Just keep shooting it.
Yeah.
His one
Coach,
timer
if you were
is
doing it in coach
crazy.
character, he'd probably be yelling at him a little more than that, right?
Yeah, he probably would be, but you know what? I haven't had my coffee and it's 11 a.m. and I'm in a hotel room and I don't really want to annoy the neighbors.
It's probably smart. Yeah. Well, coffee and hockey are interchangeable, as we've learned. That's your iced coffee. I love it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAP Podcast.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So, all right. So we should remind our listeners. So you come in as coach in season one, probably like episode four or something like that, yelling at the jocks as they spit their, whatever tobacco juice in their Gatorade bottles or whatever. And you're yelling at them out. But do you know what, was it always the plan to, have you be like a recurring character? Cause I feel like you really ramp up how many episodes you get to be in around, after.
I don't know. I, you know what? I should ask Jared that whether it was a plan to keep me going, but in my head I was there for the day, and also I wasn't supposed to play coach. Someone else was supposed to play him, so I only had like a week's notice to come in for this role. And then I got the greatest job in the world for 12 seasons and get to tour live shows and now headline it. So it's been crazy. But I went in that day thinking, oh, this is just a job for the day. This will be fun.
Well, yeah, well, just the way to view it is, you were so funny that they're like, we have to have him keep coming.
I won't say that, but I'm going to say that probably since there was hockey players involved, the coach would live on. But maybe, you know, they could have fired me if I stunk.
Yeah. Well, apparently you didn't stink because they had you back.
Apparently, because here we are 12 seasons later and I get to keep working.
Still rolling, animated series and stand-up series, and yeah, there it's become its own cottage
universe.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like its own Marvel universe now, and I think they're even thinking of expanding it. So there's lots more to come.
Absolutely. Do you think Wayne, Daryl, Katie, Squirrely Dan? Do you think the group coached by Coach could take on the Avengers?
I don't know.
Who would win?
I think the Avengers would. Would end it in a second, but I think I think that Wayne would think he could win because he's the toughest guy in Letterkenny.
He's the toughest guy in town, and you should start the DC shows that way. If Wayne ever came with you, just challenge whoever in DC to see who's to a fight.
He's toughest. Yeah.
Well, we've mentioned all the that main forecast. We've gone deep into your character, Coach, but real quick, if you could just dish on, I'll say I'm rapid fire and just, brag on him real quick. What makes him funny, you think? Like Jared Tiso, what makes him so great as Wayne? He's hilarious.
Posture, the squint, the commitment to the toughness and the squint. Like once action is called and his back straightens up, he's a whole different person.
I love that. The transformation. How about Nathan Dales as Daryl?
Just lovable and a bit dim, but you're rooting for that guy.
Yeah. And then Katie, Michelle Millette.
Millette. Almost the grounded one of the group, keeps them in line, and everybody in town takes real good care of her.
And we don't have time for everybody, but let's end with Squirrely Dan, Trevor
Dan
Wilson.
And his extra S's on the strangest amounts of words. Just a big, lovable guy, but you wouldn't want to cross him.
Oh, and I guess we also have to shout out, behind the scenes, Jared and Kiso, and then, the co-creator, developer, Jacob Tierney. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. You think of like Trey Parker, Matt Stone, some of the great comedy duos, but what do you think their special gift Jared and Jacob is together?
I just think they're very different human beings. And so the two of them, I think any good writing team, the one person picks up the other person's slack and the other person picks up what you're good at and what they're good at sort of mixes and becomes this one creative force. And also Jacob directed every episode that was ever made, and he also plays Glenn on the show, so he was quite busy as well.
Absolutely. Do you have people probably ask you this all the time, but do you have a favorite scene that you were in or that you weren't in that just cracks you up or episode or like when it's 12 seasons.
I enjoyed the Valentine's episode where I had to tell Playfair that I was going to have sex with him. Of course I said it more vulgarly in the show, but when I'm demanding that I'm going to I have to speed date with Dylan Playfair, and we had a lot of fun because he could not get through that scene. That was one of my faves.
When you're breaking up your fellow cast members.
I love breaking them up.
That's the best. Well, that's what always, when you're watching it could be the old Carol Burnett shows or Saturday Night Live, or, whenever you see the people, even in Seinfeld, Jerry's trying to keep it together. Those are the funniest scenes to me when people are laughing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Especially the Jared breaking from Wayne is such a huge transition that, it's a good feeling to get him to laugh.
That's so great. Well, outside of Letterkenny, like you're saying, you didn't know it would last, but it did, and it gave you other roles. Memories real quick on playing Donnie Mashman in Fargo. What was that, season three?
Season three, yeah. It was a great experience. I had the time of my life working with Carrie Coon and Shea Whigham, and yeah, it was crazy. It was so much fun. I really love that. The writing on that show is just brilliant. So what a treat to get to be on it.
Now, are you biased? Is that your favorite season of Fargo? Because the one
that it's the best one. It's the only one everyone should watch.
And you're allowed to say that, but I, as our movie and TV critic, invite everyone to check them all out. I mean, season one with Billy Bob was great, and the one that just wrapped with Juno Temple and John Hamm was amazing too.
Yeah, season three was the best one. That's what you meant.
Season three. Oh, season two too with Kirsten Dunst, where she hits Kieran Culkin with the car.
Yeah, but season three was the best one. So that's what you meant to say.
You're just going to stick to that line, as you probably should. Everyone check out season three of Fargo. Well, what else is coming up? Do we want to, I always love to give our guests, you know, a chance to plug if you have any other projects coming out in addition.
Well, we
to
got this
tour.
40 city tour that ends in April. So I'm pretty busy till then. And we just released a new show called Bria Mack Gets Life on Crave in Canada. So you can't see it, but it's a great show. And hopefully
we promise you it's good. You can't watch it, but
you can't watch it in the Americas, but you know what, you couldn't watch Letterkenny for a while in America, so hopefully it'll get to you guys soon.
How many seasons did it take before it did come over to the States? Do you remember?
That's a great question. I don't remember when Hulu started airing it. I don't remember.
I'll have to look that up when we hop over. But in the meantime, you can see Mark Forward in Letterkenny Presents A Night of Stand-Up at the Capitol Turnaround in D.C. on March 2nd. Thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, pitter-patter.
Okay.
All right, see you, man.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.